The Franklin County School District is one of the smallest and poorest in the state, with all of its kids eligible to get 3 free meals a day at school and just one campus to house all of its students from preschool through 12th grade.
Hey, are you behaving yourself? Yeah, you know who I'm talking to. Huh? You are? You got a good GPA coming on?
Nonetheless, taking a tour of the school with Superintendent Nina Marks can take some time.
Well, show me some of your skills. Show me what you can do.
The subject of the day is gender classes.
Okay.
So if I told you in elementary school that you were going to have all girls in a class or all boys in a class, would you want to try it?
If I was an elementary school PE coach or teacher.
Teacher. Classroom teacher.
At first, coach and high school athletics director Mike Sweat says he might prefer co-ed classes. But after thinking, he says separating kids by their gender could have some definite benefits.
In phys ed or even in the classroom, if I had a group of boys, I would probably teach different in there than I would have in co-ed or a group of girls. I'd probably teach different with the girls.
And that's one of the reasons Hialeah Republican, Representative Manny Diaz, says he wants to offer state money to schools that offer single-gender classes.
You know, there's a lot of research out there that it kind of indicates that boys and girls learn very differently. And there's social aspects within the classroom that can be intimidating to one or the others.
But Leonard Sachs, founder of the National Association for Single-Sex Public Education, says it's not that boys and girls learn differently. Here's an example.
A sixth grade teacher brought in a rabbit, a bunny, for the students to see and to touch. And one of the girls said, "Oh, the bunny, it's so cute. Can I pet it? I want to pet it." And one of the boys said, "Oh, yeah, I want to blow its brains out with a bazooka." And from the moment the boy said that, none of the other boys wanted to pet the bunny because the gender lines had been drawn.
But bring that bunny into an all-boys classroom, Sachs says, and you'll see a different outcome.
The teacher brought the bunny back to the all-boys classroom. And half the boys now wanted to pet the bunny.
So Sachs says in separate gender classrooms, the goal isn't to help kids learn differently. It's more about asking them to do things they'll want to do. In Franklin County, Mark says that's something she could be interested in, though she says it would take a lot of studying and talking to parents first.
We would need a control group and, you know, you'd have to put a lot of things in place. And it takes time to try to figure that out in a staffing plan. And
given the size of Mark's school, working out the logistics could be hard. For example, there are so few kids attending second grade in the county, they've only got 2 second grade classes, meaning there couldn't be a boys' class, a girls' class, and a co-ed class. But Diaz says he wants the program to be flexible, so small schools have the option to implement it at any grade that's big enough, if not all at once. Meanwhile, a spokesman for the American Civil Liberties Union of Florida says his group is keeping an eye on the bill, which he says doesn't reflect the real world and could result in discrimination. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.